Notice how the gospel this morning begins by saying, once when Jesus was praying in solitude. In Luke's gospel, before any of the major events in the life of Jesus, Luke shows us Jesus going off to pray. For example, he prays before he chooses the 12 apostles. Why would Jesus be at prayer before the passage that we have just read today? Well, we could say it's because of the question he asked. Who do people say that I am? And then, who do you say that I am? But I suspect it was more than that. Because he follows that question with a very strong statement that he was going to have to suffer, to die, and to rise again. And he knew that that was totally contrary to the expectations of his disciples. They expected a glorious king, a powerful military leader. For them to accept that the Messiah, the one sent by God, was going to suffer and die. That was going to be a hard task for them. But that's not the end of it. He also told them, if they were to be his disciples, they would have to take up their cross each day and follow in his footsteps. I suspect his prayer was not only for those few disciples gathered around him, but it's for each and every disciple that was to come in the centuries ahead. I would like to return to that question. That question about who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? But I would like to answer it in just a little different way. I'm not opposed to Peter's answer. That was a good one. But I think before Peter could answer that question the way he did, he had to be aware of something else. I would like to answer that question by saying, Jesus is our friend. Now that may sound a little simplistic, but if you search the scriptures, especially the Gospel of John, you will notice how often Jesus uses that word friend. In our priest retreat, which ended just a little over a week ago, the speaker really focused on that aspect of our relationship with Christ. His whole theme was friendship with Christ. And he brought out over and over again in the scriptures how Jesus calls us friends. He says, I no longer call you servants. I call you friends because I have made known to you all that I received from my Father. He says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. The reality I want to focus on is that Jesus calls us first and foremost to friendship with him. He wants us to know him, and obviously, he already knows us. How do we come to know him? We come to know him through prayer. Not the prayer that is always asking for something, but the prayer that is silent in His presence. The prayer that is waiting and listening to hear the movements of the Spirit within our lives. We come to know Him through the Scriptures, especially through the Gospels, as we ponder His Word, as we allow the Spirit to touch our hearts through His Word, we come to know Him. We come to know Him in the community of the church, as we see Him active in the lives of those who believe in Him, those who have committed themselves to Him. We come to know the Lord Jesus in the sacraments. In baptism, St. Paul tells us in that second reading, we were reborn into Christ Jesus. Then he uses that strong image. We were clothed with Christ. You know, our clothing enwraps us, it surrounds us, it goes with us wherever we go. That image speaks to us of Jesus enwrapping us, surrounding us, being with us, no matter where we go, what we do in our lives. He is friend to us. We believe that He walks with us. Obviously not physically like He did with those early apostles, but He is present to us constantly through His Spirit, through that gift of the Eucharist that He gives us, that sacrament of His body and blood. He lives in us, and He invites us to live in Him. He calls us to deep friendship. I suspect Peter could only answer the way he did because he had first known the friendship, the love of Jesus. In our history as a church, we have had innumerable martyrs. Men and women who gave their lives for the sake of their faith in Christ Jesus. Why would they do that? They would do that because they knew Jesus as friend. They experienced His love for them, His care for them. They knew that He walked with them. He was not a stranger to them, but a very real part of their daily lives. Now, someone might ask, well, if Jesus is friend, why did He throw that thing in the gospel about, if you are to be my disciples, you must take up your cross each day and follow in my footsteps? Would a friend do that? Yes. A friend would do that if the friend knew that that is the way to everlasting life. If Jesus is truly our friend, then He wants us to live with Him forever. And the way to life is to deny ourselves. The way to life is to embrace the hardships that entailed in living the gospel. The way to life for us, like it was for Jesus, is the cross. What does that mean concretely in our lives? Well, the cross will be different for each and every one of us. But the cross will be those things that happen to us as we go about living our lives. It will be the cross of raising your children, teaching them the values of our faith, It will be the cross of giving yourselves fully and totally to that person to whom you are married. It will be the cross of being caring and compassionate in the work you do. It will be the cross of reaching out to that neighbor that needs your help. It'll be the cross of accepting criticism and condemnation when you are trying to do what is right and what is good. It will be the cross of resisting the pressure of the society around you that holds values that are contrary to the gospel. That is the cross that Jesus invites us to bear. And he does that because he is our friend. He is our friend who wants to bring us to the fullness of life. He is our friend that wants us to live with him forever in the kingdom of our Father. And he walks with us. He strengthens us. He fills us with hope that if we can suffer with him, we will also rise with him, and we will live with him forever in the kingdom of our Father.